That was all very quick. This is Boo 9 Part 2. So, in the last Boo, we said there's a little pink pig called Louise. Why is that, Lynn? What else happened today?
We had myself and the animals, had two guests from BBC Radio Wales. Paul and Louise, Louise's as in Jamie and Louise, came up to do some recording from the tiny holding and timed it just as Lily Savage was about halfway through giving birth. So I was quite thrilled to have somebody around just to pass the kitchen roll and things. And Louise was fantastic. She took it all in her stride and did quite a good running commentary throughout. She commented on one of the little pigs is pink, absolutely gorgeous little thing with a little black ink spot on his bottom. Aww. So that was her favourite. So we decided there and then to call it Louise.
And hope that it's not actually a boy.
Didn't think of that. I think it'll have to be
Louise.
L. Louise or something.
Oh, I think that's still a girl. But Louis, it could be Louis.
Louis, yes. So, do you know, perhaps it'll... Perhaps it won't mind. I can say perhaps it's going to be a little gay pig, but
Louis.
I'm probably not allowed to say that, am I?
Louise.
It'll be a girl.
And why?
A mere technicality.
Yeah, God, let's not let that bother us. Why were they up there then? What were they doing? Are they coming back? What's going on there?
I hope so. They both loved it, which is always a good thing. We did a little bit of recording about the pigs, and then we talked a little bit about chickens, and we also did a feature about slow worms. I've got some slow worms in the garden. And I think what they're hoping to do is just sort of portray life on a tiny holding, really, for their listeners. Trials and tribulations and, you know, the normal thing that happens on a Thursday morning. Yeah. Nine piglets being delivered in a small sty in the bottom of the garden sort of thing. I'm not sure whether sort of consequent things will be quite as exciting, but I think it's an ongoing thing.
Is this going to go out on the Jamie and Louise radio show, the breakfast show? Or?
It is, and it's going out next Tuesday. I have no idea what the date is. It was probably around the second.
Let me look.
Second, I think.
Getting the calendar up.
At 10 o'clock, anyway. At 10 o'clock on the Tuesday.
10 o'clock Tuesday. No, next Tuesday is the 26th.
Oh, is it? I've gained a week.
Yeah.
I've gained a week. Oh, good job you checked. Tuesday 26th at 10 o'clock.
Excellent. Oh, we're going to have to listen to that. And we'll put a link on lynorbit.com and on pepperpotpigs.com, which still isn't built yet. I'm sorry. I will finish that very soon.
Well, I think the pigs sort of preempted us, really, haven't we? You know, 24 piglets in less than 3 weeks.
But I haven't really had anything to do with the pigs, really, so I've got no excuse. You've been doing all that hard work. I've just been sat here.
Well, you've been keeping me going as well and making sure that I keep up with my booze. I must admit I would... Booze, that sounds awful. No, I haven't been keeping up with my booze. Booze, I've been audio booze.
He's given you to booze.
More for Pippi. So thank you for making sure that I do share with people because I know they love to hear what's going on.
Oh, it's brilliant. And actually, a second ago you talked about normal stuff in the country that goes on, but you said you spoke to the vet earlier on because you had been slightly concerned about Lily getting up. And he said to you, did you lose any or something to that effect? And was shocked that you said no?
I know. Do you know, I'm quite humbled, really. We managed to keep them all, you know, the girls and myself just managed to keep them all alive. And even though I was told several times, you know, just let them get on with it, they'll be fine. I'm just so glad that I a couple of sleepless nights and then I've put in the hours and spent the time with them. And they've all survived. And the mothers, too. Let's not forget that. You know, it's not always such a great story. I'm really thrilled.
Happy pigs. Pigsville is a happy place tonight. But you're shattered.
I'm a happy, happy owner.
Yeah, exactly. A happy but tired. So I think we should end it here. Let you go and get some much needed sleep.
Thank you.
And we'll speak again, no doubt, in a couple of days.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Claire. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.